went national in 1974, which was the same year that the Ramones first got together in Forest Hills. It's often been said that punk rock began as a reaction to the bloated corporate rock scene that was taking hold in the mid-1970s. And you could say the same about the Dr. Demento show as well. The Ramones wanted to bring back the youthful spirit of fun that had gone missing from the airwaves, and so did I. And of course, I played the Ramones and the Sex Pistols on my show when they first came out. There you have it, Dr. Demento covered in punk. Stay demented.
Thank you, Dr. Demento, and make sure to check in with Dr. Demento this weekend for a four-hour special show. And that's about all the time we have, because I can see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio. Won't you?
Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next. I'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequent frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. Bye-bye. Right now, it's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That was Lex de Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, along with Your Love is Lifting Me Higher and Higher. Before that, Al DeLore with Everything is Beautiful. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week here on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. Always glad to have you with us, and here we go again, right? And now it is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate and all that stuff. And if you don't know about them already, well, then you might as well by now. Anyway, starting with October 10th, World Mental Health Day, a United Nations endorsed day to raise awareness about mental health issues around the world. It's also World Homeless Day, a day to draw attention to the plight of people experiencing homelessness, advocate for solutions, and support the shelters and services in your area. It's also National Angel Food Cake Day, which is more lighthearted, and an observance in the U.S. Celebrating that fluffy, sweet sponge cake whose name suggests it's as light as an angel's feather or something like that. October 11th is National Coming Out Day, and of course that does not mean you're leaving the house. It's a day in the U.S. that supports, celebrates, and raises awareness around LGBTQIA plus people coming out and living openly. It's also General Pulaski Memorial Day, a U.S. observance honoring Kazimierz Pulaski, a Polish nobleman and military commander who fought in the American Revolutionary War some years ago. And it is also National Chess Day, a day to play, promote, and appreciate the centuries-old game of chess known for strategy and intellectual challenge. October 12th is National Farmers Day, which honors farmers and those in agriculture who help feed the nation. It's also Hispanic Day, observed in many Latin American countries and Spain, to reflect on racial, cultural, and ethnic heritage often linked to the arrival of Columbus in America. And National Savings Day, a financial awareness observance encouraging people to reflect on savings habits and financial planning. October 13th this year is Columbus Day, but that's one of two holidays now. It is traditionally commemorating Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas on October 12th, 1492, although it is now observed on the second Monday in October. But it is also Indigenous Peoples Day in some states and municipalities, observed instead of or alongside Columbus Day, honoring Indigenous cultures and histories and resilience. It's also English Language Day, promoting multilingualism and cultural diversity, marking the influence and heritage of the English language. October 14th is National Dessert Day, which is another fun way to observe and encourage people to indulge their sweet tooth and celebrate dessert, in addition to Angel Food Cake Day a couple of days before. It's also Be Bald, and Be Free Day, a quirky observance, celebrating and observing baldness and encouraging people to embrace their natural appearance and support those undergoing hair loss. Oh, that's great. It's also Ada Lovelace Day, honoring the lady who lived from 1815 to 1852, regarded as the world's first computer programmer and encouraging awareness of women in STEM fields. October 15th is Global Handwashing Day, a public health campaign led by the WHO to promote hand hygiene and prevent disease, so wash your hands. It's also National Mushroom Day. We don't know anything more about that other than celebrating edible fungi. It's also National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, a solemn observance to remember children lost to miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant death, and to support their grieving families. And finally, October 16th is World Food Day, led by the Food and Agriculture Organization to emphasize global hunger, agriculture, food security, and nutrition. It's National Dictionary Day, a fun observance encouraging people to explore words, learn new vocabulary, and appreciate dictionaries. And finally, it's Global Cat Day, or National Feral Cat Day, depending on your point of view, a day or two overlapping observances or to recognize and support cat welfare, especially for feral, wild, or semi-wild cats needing humane care, trap-neuter release programs, or shelter. So those are some of the things you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because they're there to celebrate, so you might as well celebrate them, or something like that. Meanwhile, here's the London Studio Orchestra, and it's a funky feeling on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I had just a little trouble talking. Good thing I'm not on the radio.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Yeah.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Wade in the Water. Let him out, will you? Wade doesn't need to be in the water. Bert Kempfert before that in Tuxedo Junction. Andy Williams with the Osmond Brothers backing him up with More Today Than Yesterday, originally done by Spiral Staircase. Pat Valentino with Wedding Bell Blues and the London Studio Orchestra. It's a Funky Thing. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's James Last. You Are My Love.
Thank you.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Ronnie Aldridge at the piano and Just For You on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's the name of the song. It wasn't just for you listening, you know. Paul Marriott before that with Feel Like Making Love, The Fantastic Strings and Patch of Blue, and James Last, You Are My Love. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Southern California and parts of Nevada. Suspected meteor blazing through the night sky over Southern California and parts of Nevada was later determined to be fragments of the Starlink satellite re-entering the atmosphere. Witnesses reported a bright fireball and sonic booms before the debris streaked earthward. Authorities cautioned residents to avoid handling any recovered pieces, citing potential chemical or structural hazards. Space agencies are now monitoring re-entry trajectories more closely after this surprise event. The event revived discussion about the risks of proliferating satellite fleets in low Earth orbit. Engineers said they will check whether the satellite was intentionally deorbited or malfunctioned prematurely. Dateline Rosso County, Minnesota. Authorities in northern Minnesota have issued an alert after an escaped pet bobcat. Bobcat was spotted roaming residential areas. The bobcat was described as a medium-sized cat with typical spotted markings, prompting warnings for children and pets to stay indoors. Trappers and wildlife officers are coordinating to safely capture the animal without causing harm. Some residents reported hearing yowls or seeing movement near treetops at night. So there you go. Be careful out there. And in Charlottesville, Virginia, they launched a search for a pig that escaped its pen and was seen wandering city streets. The fugitive hog was described by witnesses as weighing over 200 pounds and moving with purpose. That's an interesting description, I must say. Officers and animal control units set up blockades on local roads to prevent it causing traffic hazards. Some residents reported the pig rooting through garbage cans before being chased off by barking dogs. The owner of the pig told police that the fence had been damaged by storms earlier in the week, creating the escape opportunity. Authorities urged citizens to try not to corral the pig themselves, warning it could become stressed or aggressive. Well, I could make some jokes there, but I'm not going to. But anyhow, that's your news update for this hour. Here are the Carpenters.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long.
And easy.
Thank you.
Floyd Kramer there. Donut make my brown eyes. Actually, donuts make my brown eyes blue. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they do. David Rose with Where Is the Love? Frank Chaxfield in there with The Right Time of the Night. And the Carpenters with Yesterday Once More. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it isn't always so easy for me to talk, depending on how I am when I record this program, but that's Parkinson's for you and the unpredictable things that it does to me, including thinking sometimes and putting words to my mouth. But I appreciate you sticking along with that, and just for that, you get this.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata,
it makes about as much sense as I do sometimes. Here's Frank Chaxfield here for a bonus in Our Love, Don't Throw It Away on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Al Kaola takes us up to the top of the hour with the sound of the season, Experiment in Terror. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with